ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is day three of the government shutdown. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are furloughed. President Trump has said he is figuring out ways to fire them permanently. White House Budget Director Russell Vogt now saying that the administration will withhold $2 billion already earmarked for Chicago infrastructure projects. Earlier this week, $18 billion in infrastructure was also pulled from blue state New York. A shock in Southern California.
Sitting at home watching TV and then all of a sudden it's kind of sounded like plane engines, almost a plane about to crash, and then a big whoosh, and the curtains all flipped up, The windows were slightly open, almost felt like an earthquake because the house shook, so we didn't know what was going on.
Keith Moore, who lives next door to the Chevron refinery in El Segundo that burned overnight. New information about the Manchester synagogue attack. It's now believed one of the two people who died was shot and killed by police. This is ABC News. The former pastor of Gateway, a Texas megachurch, one-time advisor to President Trump, has pleaded guilty to 5 felony counts of child sex abuse. ABC's Jim Ryan says he's already been sentenced.
At its height, the suburban Dallas church drew 26,000 people to its Sunday service. During one sermon, Pastor Robert Morris acknowledged,
I was very sexually immoral as a teenager.
Cindy Clemisher said Morris sexually assaulted her for 4 years in the 1980s, starting when she was 12.
People should not be able to do this to children and get away with it.
For his guilty plea, the 64-year-old was handed a 10-year sentence, only 6 months of which he will actually spend in jail. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Sean Combs could be handed an 11-year prison sentence when the judge in his prostitution case hands down his sentence today. Prosecutors want that number of years behind bars. His lawyers say the amount of time he has served already should be enough. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A favorite family fun autumn activity is returning to downtown Green Bay this weekend. Fall Fest on Broadway is happening tomorrow. This celebration of all things fall features trunk or treating, live music, pumpkin painting, even a corn pit for the kids. Fall Fest brings the community together to enjoy the season and support local businesses. Looks like a beautiful day to spend out in Light Park. Fall Fest runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. And if you are out there in downtown Green Bay tomorrow, you'll probably be able to hear the drums and marching band music coming all the way from West High School. What would high school football be without marching bands? You can hear the best of the best as marching bands from all 4 Green Bay high schools come together for the 12th annual Marching Band Showcase. The program features the marching band's homecoming field shows from Green Bay's East, West high schools, Preble and Southwest. Then they'll all come together for a combined number featuring more than 350 musicians. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. The showcase starts at 1 and admission is free. No more pennies at Quick Trip. The company just announced they're going penniless. Cash transactions will now be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents. So if you're paying with cash, you could actually save a couple cents. You'd pay a buck, for example, if your total is $1.04. Credit card and digital transactions, though, will stay the same. In a statement, the company says they made the move because their penny supplies are exhausted and they haven't gotten enough guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury after the decision to stop minting new pennies. According to its website, Quick Trip serves almost 12 million people every week. It has stores across Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, and South Dakota. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm going to look up and find out how much it costs to mint 1 cent.
More than 1 cent.
More than 1 cent?
Yes.
But I wonder how much it is. And where have all the pennies gone?
I think that's a song, isn't it? No, flowers.
That was flowers. But I think, are the children eating them?
Do you give a penny, take a penny, if you need one?
I do.
I do, too. I always use that.
Well, okay, well, another thing, another change I've just got to get used to. Not so easy.
Bring on the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs tomorrow, just after 1 p.m. in Game 1 of the Best of 5 Divisional Series in Milwaukee. After being swept by the Yankees in New York at the start of the season, who would have thought the Brewers would set a franchise record of 97 wins on the way to winning their division? Pat Murphy.
No one expected this, to break the franchise record for wins. Would you have said that coming out of New York or after opening day here? It just shows you who's in the room.
The Brewers have had the past week off. Another workout session at the ballpark today. Are they ready now for the playoffs? Freddie Peralta will start for Milwaukee.
We just have to stay focused and keep doing what we've been doing, trusting in each other, just to remind us ourselves that we never have to give up and keep going.
College football, the Badgers take on number 20th-ranked Michigan in Ann Arbor. Kickoff tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
News, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the by. Still the children cry. Put a little love good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Music you can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
News Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW. If you're new to us, if you just found us, congratulations. We've been here since, well, August, and glad you found us. Spread the word now and tell, like I did, I told both my friends about the station, and they're excited to hear the music again. If you do the same, we'd all be happy. I'm going to see, no guarantees, if I can find some old timeless commercial for you coming up soon here on WGBW.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go.
Do
Discover your new sanctuary at Pages Inn Pour's Bookshop and Wine Bar, where every story finds its perfect pour. Sip on craft beers, savor fine wines, and indulge in artisanal charcuterie or dessert, all in a cozy, welcoming space that's as chill as your favorite novel. Whether you're browsing classic titles or toasting with friends, Pages Inn Pour's is the bookshop and wine bar you've been waiting for. Find your next chapter at Pages Inn Pour's, 415 Main Avenue in De Pere, and at www.pagesandpours.com.
If you're a guy looking for a judgment-free space to come together to talk openly with support, this is the one for you. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And on Monday, October 6th, from 6 till 8 p.m., it's Mindful Mondays with Brothers Helping Brothers. This is a peer-led support group focused on creating meaningful connection and conversation to help break the stigma around mental health. They meet every Monday night from 6 to 8 at the Terrace Room at Bistro Buchanan. Absolutely free to attend. Check it out. Head to wgbw.fm and click events.
Okay, here we go with another timeless commercial of the day. This one is a jingle. I can't believe this is a TV commercial that's ran a minute and a half. Now they try to sell you something in 10 seconds. This ran a minute and a half, and you will know this jingle.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. No, not yet, my dear. That greenish way you're looking means that you are ripe for cooking.
How about me?
No. When you are fully ripe, my dear, those little flecks of brown appear.
Me?
You're most digestible, my friend. Delicious, too, from end to end.
Teaching you how to eat a banana.
You can put them in a pie. Any way you want to eat them. It's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator. Bananas are a solid food that doctors now include in baby's diet. And since they are so good for baby, I think we all should try it. See.
Well, there's a minute and a half of my life I can't get back. Chiquita Banana jingle. Don't know what year. Kind of afraid to ask, you know? Here are the Hollies now on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Yeah.
stop making music like this? We don't know either.
97.9 FM. I took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pack down a pretty fourth and fine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9.
Hits 97.9 WGBW.
Hooray for Hazel, she put me down. Hooray for Hazel, she made me her clown. Hooray for Hazel, she's up to her tricks. Hooray for Hazel, she's getting her kicks. Hazel's been in love with many a guy. She tells him that she loves him and then says goodbye.
Song about revenge. I'm Dan Marcus. Connie Feldman steps in next with the local news from the Green Bay area on WGBW.
Don't you worry about what's on your mind, old man. I'm in no hurry. I can take my time, old man. I'm going red and my tongue's getting tired.
ever. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
Mama, oh, mama, 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 mama.
Let's spend the night together.
But now I need you, mama, need you more than ever, woman.
Let's spend the night together.
I'm satisfied.
Mama, mama,
you're every need, woman.
Let's spend the night together.
And now I know, mama, I know you're satisfied, me, woman.
Let's spend the night together.
I beg your baby.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. The city of De Pere is hopping on the Good Neighbor bandwagon by starting their own Good Neighbor Week tradition. They've got two home improvement projects lined up to kick off their first steps into Good Neighbor Week. Volunteers are staining a wheelchair ramp at a home on Huron Street this morning to improve both accessibility and safety. Organizers say their efforts reflect De Pere's commitment to building a stronger, more connected community, one neighbor at a time. The Village of Alloway and Greater Green Bay Area groups completed more than a dozen projects during their Good Neighbor Weeks in the months of August and September. 66 veterans of the Global War on Terror are on their way to see the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York City, thanks to Missions of Honor and Old Glory flights. The Freedom to Liberty flight is taking veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan on a four-day retreat. This is the third annual retreat, intended not only as a way to say thank you, but also help address issues like post-traumatic stress and an increased risk for suicide. The veterans fly back to the Appleton Airport this Sunday, shortly after noon. Students at UW-Green Bay will continue benefiting from the real-world experience of a former U.S. congressman. Reed Ribble has signed on for a second three-year term as the political science program's practitioner-in-residence. Ribble's presence on campus means students can engage directly with someone who has shaped national policy and navigated the complexities of American government. A Republican from the Fox Cities area, Ribble served for 6 years representing Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny, summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. 60 degrees. This man's voice was a gift. James Taylor, WGBW.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
And I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, The Circle. I'm Dan Marcus, and the Everly Brothers are going to be tributed tonight at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. It's the Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers. These guys are really good. They sound just like the Everlys. I am so looking forward to the show because, you know, it's the Everly Brothers had such a rich portfolio of songs, just many different sounds and great harmonies that influenced a lot of people, from the Beatles to the Rolling Stones to Buddy Holly. I mean, it's just that I'm just saying it's going to be a good show. Okay, I'm happy to be your host. When you see me there, I hope you'll stop and say hi, and we'll talk, and let me know what you think of 97.9 WGBW. I would appreciate that very much. So that's happening tonight. Then Fall Fest is tomorrow, and so many other things going on. Check the events section on our website at wgbw.fm.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Stick around long enough at least to get the next multi-state keyword for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest right after 9.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic if the music is groovy and makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and it'll free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Do you believe in magic? Just go and listen. It'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your
I'm Dan Marcus. Laura McKenna steps in at 9 o'clock, and she will have another multi-state keyword in the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest for you shortly after 9 o'clock here on 97.9 WGBW. Sunday's always special around here. We have four very special programs for you Sunday morning, starting at 7 with Mayor Jim Schmidt and Lean Local talking about local issues that need to be talked about and discussed. Then it's New Wisco Weekend, and that's always entertaining because it's just such a variety of things. It's like an audio magazine. And this Sunday, they're going to be focusing, because it's many different hosts contributing, World Mental Health Month is October, so they're going to be focusing on that. Dr. Kristen Lyerly steps in at 9 a.m., 9 to 10, with discussions on health and family, community, everyday life, and then Always on Point, Sunday morning from 10 until 11 with Kristen Ambos, discussions about the local real estate market in and around Green Bay. So all of that ahead, that's Sunday. Sunday will never be the same, according to Spanky and our gang, WGBW.
Out, out, out. All at once it happened. was sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. Oh, 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 oh.
Local news, timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. And that's going to wrap it up for me, Dan Marcus. I'm Dunsky. I'll catch up with you tomorrow morning. Laura McKenna is next. Stick around. She's got another keyword.
This girl walked in dreams, playing in a world of her own. This girl was a child, existing in a playground of stone. Then one night her world was changed. Her life and dreams were rearranged. And she would never be the same again. This girl is a woman now. She's learned how to give. This girl. This girl tasted love, as tender as the gentle dawn. She cried a single tear, a teardrop that was sweet and warm. Our hearts told us we were right, and on that sweet
Preston. The federal government is still shut down. President Trump just posting an AI-generated video depicting the budget director as the Grim Reaper as the administration threatens mass firings for furloughed federal workers. Music mogul Sean Diddy Combs due in a New York courtroom shortly for his sentencing on prostitution-related charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky's outside the courthouse.
Combs has been in jail for more than a year, and his team says that time spent behind bars has been life-changing, filled with reading books, writing, working out or in therapy, and getting sober. He has also been teaching a six-week class to fellow inmates called Free Game about becoming an entrepreneur. The theme of one class, you can make money, but you can't make time.
Prosecutors are asking for an 11-year jail sentence.